Yeah, basically it's not really a question of culling. The situation is that they've given out trophy hunting permits for some of the large bulls in the area to be shot. And our main concern is that the sustainable population of the area definitely cannot handle an offtake like that in the slightest. And basically the decision has been made with very limited records of what is exactly happening on the ground. Numbers have been grossly overinflated. So we're sitting with a situation where potentially the population could collapse.
How many breeding bulls does the government say can be shot?
Well, they've given out 6 trophy permits in an area where we say there's probably not more than 20 bulls left, and 5 of those 6 have been shot already, in fact, in the season.
Now, for the layperson who's not familiar with the breeding of elephants, why would the loss of 6 bulls greatly affect the population?
Basically, it brings it down to a breeding ratio where effective breeding ratio is probably 1 of these large bulls per 10 cows. We're looking at a current situation where there's about 1 bull left now per 30 cows in the same area. It is also massively to do with transfer of knowledge. The desert elephants are particularly special because of their ability to survive in this very harsh climate. And there's very few of them, and elephants with the sort of intelligence of these animals, I wouldn't say very far off to humans. Knowledge needs to be transferred from the older generation. It's one of the few mammals where, you know, large animals beyond breeding age actually plays an active role within the society. So your matriarchs in the herds, the big old cows and the bulls, they need to be there to teach the rest of them where to go in times of drought, where to find water, where to graze. And that's one of the key issues that we clearly be worried about, is that the whole society and the transfer of knowledge might collapse, where these elephants are incredibly aware of their surroundings. They don't destroy their own environment like elephants in other areas in Africa do, which is probably the case because most of the adults have been shot out already.
What are your options at this point?
Our options is very limited, but what we need for the government to do is to implement a total ban on hunting of any of the western elephants, even as problem animals, because you must realize there's a large problem animal offtake as well. It's not just these trophies. The shooting of these animals are not, it's not really a case that they are problems. It's just a case that they are in the wrong area at the wrong time and therefore be declared problem animals. So, you know, we're going to really need a total ban on shooting of any of the desert elephant populations, and then a very open census, a census that involves all the role players where the knowledge can be made public and everybody can say that this is basically what is happening in the area. How are we going to achieve that? I'm not 100% sure. The minister has granted me an interview on Wednesday, so hopefully we will come to a conclusion together about this, and I hope I can shed some light to her on the matter of what sort of figures we have and what the reality on the ground is.